Hello and welcome. This is Chris Ann, and you are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. Well, we are in the month of February, and many people think that is the month of love. So because of that, we are going to talk about the stones that are associated for love. And I have a very short list of only 21 crystals that we're going to be talking about. Get your pen and paper ready. I am going to be giving you a lot of information. This podcast is going to be chock full of information of stones and crystals for love, which is one of the most popular reasons that I have found that people want to carry stones for. So let's get started. I have arranged this list alphabetically, not in order of importance. So just keep in mind, it is merely alphabetically arranged. So our first stone that we are going to talk about is aventurine. And I'm specifically talking about green aventurine. Aventurine comes in a blue as well. Green aventurine is the stone of your heart chakra. So it's balancing that male and female energy, but it is also helping you to move into a new relationship with confidence, whether it be work or whatever, school, but to move into a relationship with a partner, aventurine is a great one to help you move into that with ease. It is a very gentle, easy, basic vibration stone, so it's not going to be very overwhelming. It is one that I would carry on my left-hand side because you are bringing that information in. If you've listened to my other podcasts before, you know I always dictate what side to carry the crystal on between right and left. Left side brings the energy in, right side lets the energy out. I have done a podcast talking about where to place the stones and how to carry them, so check that out if you need more information on that. Aventurine also helps you to boost your leadership skills, but what's most important is that it's opening up your heart to others so you can trust. It's bringing in adventure. When you think about love and life, aventurine is one that helps you to find the adventure in that. It is also a stone of good luck. So when you're manifesting prosperity and you're manifesting wonderful things, include this stone for manifesting love as well. So it also helps you to complete love, to complete forgiveness, to accept all of those wonderful things that you're destined for. So aventurine, easy to find, very inexpensive stone. The next one is cobaltocalcite. So this is a lovely pink stone, a little bit more expensive, a little harder to find. Another heart chakra stone. Cobaltocalcite is one that is going to help you with unconditional love and compassion. It's facilitating that acceptance and forgiveness. It is helping you with that emotional healing to overcome a broken heart so you can move into the next stage of your life, the next stage of a new relationship. It is helping you to take those feelings of grief, loneliness, hurt, and change them into something much more powerful. It's bringing you back that hope, that optimism, that wonderful you can do it feeling. It can be very calming of moving into that new situation of joy. So you can do that with ease. Cobaltocalcite is a wonderful stone representing just relationships in general. So check out cobaltocalcite. Like I said, much more harder to find compared to a green aventurine. The next one we're going to talk about is green calcite. Heart chakra stone as well. and a little easier to find, frankly. It's sort of a basic calcite. Green calcite helps to get rid of, oh, wait a minute, before I move on. Cobalto calcite is one primarily I would have on my left-hand side, but it is not one that I would actually carry unless you already have it in jewelry. It can be a little bit fragile, so it's one I would leave on the left-hand side of my bed or the left-hand side of my desk. Okay, back to green calcite. Green calcite is also going to be a left-hand stone. A lot of my stones are left-hand stones, let's just face it. So green calcite helps you to move past those old patterns of negativity to allow you to be able to finally open up to that divine love that you are so deserving. It helps you with that forgiveness to be able to move forward into new relationships. These are really essential qualities that you need to have so you don't bring baggage into a new relationship. It gives you that renewed sense of purpose and excitement and positivity and passion that you would, could, need, and should have moving into a relationship. It also helps you to not have such fiery responses and emotions, so you can have those as much more positive experiences. Green calcite is going to align your heart and your mind. So really wonderful, as it helps you to move forward with compassion. Carry that one left hand side. The next one is mangano calcite. This is a lovely pink stone. It is both your heart chakra and your crown chakra. Relatively easy to find. Relatively inexpensive. It's helping you having that flow of energy between the heart and the crown and back and forth, vice versa. It's helping you with that inner peace, that inner knowing, that inner well-being, that sense of calm. It's really good for healers to work with, especially so if you're going to do Reiki, etc. It's a great one to have. I always carry stones on me in my pockets, whatever, when I'm doing energy work. So this is one I would slip into your left-hand pocket if you're doing energy work. It's really good to have in your space as well, because it will change the energy of your space to a much more comfortable and tranquil vibe within your space. I wouldn't say that this is a basic vibration stone, and I wouldn't say this is a high vibration stone. I would say that mangano calcite is a medium vibration stone. So it's not basic, but it's not super high. Mangano calcite is much more comfortable. It's a comfortable stone, by not scary by any stretch of the imagination. It also is bringing in that wonderful healing on an emotional level so that you can move into these wonderful relationships. But it is helping you with that unconditional divine love, which is important. The next stone we're going to talk about is chrysoprase. Chrysoprase is a green stone. It's working on your solar plexus. It's working on your heart. It is helping you to recognize those old patterns of self that maybe weren't working for you, so you can move into a much more positive situation. It is also connecting you to the divine, but it is a prosperity stone to bring in love. It is a really, really strong love magnet. Carry this one on your left-hand side. You want to bring that energy in. Chrysoprase is helping to get your heart ready for that soulmate connection, that relationship connection that you want. It allows you to approach a new situation, a new relationship, with a much more positive, optimistic attitude. So if you're somebody that might be a little negative on a lot of things, chrysoprase is wonderful to help you turn that frown upside down. It also helps to have you grow and expand your abundance on so many different levels. We want abundance in love. We want abundance in positivity. So chrysoprase is a great stone for that. Relatively inexpensive, relatively easy to find, very gentle, easy vibration to work with. Carry on your left hand side. Next stone we're going to talk about is danbrite. Danbrite is a lovely pink stone, a little harder to find, a little bit more money to say the least, but it is a really pretty pink, a little more higher vibration when you work with a danbrite. It carries a higher frequency, but it is still a sweet energy. So it's really good if you're getting started on your psychic path. It's wonderful to help you with that. It is great to help you to communicate with your angels, your guides, your higher beings, your loved ones. But it is helping to sort of calm your emotional body and giving you comfort and support by bringing in your guides and your loved ones. It is a great stone to work with that higher consciousness to help you to be much more sensitive and empathetic with a relationship, with yourself and with your partner. It is a heart and a crown chakra stone. So it's connecting that heart and the crown as well. And like I said, a little bit higher vibration, a little more money, but worth the investment. Now this one, I debated including this one, to be honest, but hear me out on this one. Demordorite. Demordorite is a blue stone. Demordorite is a third eye stone. So, you know, like I said, bear with me. Easier to find, very inexpensive, very easy, gentle vibration to work with. It's opening up your third eye so you can have that insight, that psychic connection. It helps align you to a lot of that sort of higher guidance, loved ones, guides, etc. on the other side. It's helping you with your psychicness in general, your channeling and your psychic intuitiveness. It's helping you to recognize what are your current obstacles. What are your current limitations so that we can clear them and get through them on an emotional level and a spiritual level? Because it's connecting you with your guides, your angels, your loved ones, etc., so they can come in and help. Because demordorite brings in the energy of divine love. We need that connection on the other side to clear some of that emotional stuff, clear some of that pathway so we can have that divine connection. So yes, this is much more of a psychic stone, but I think we need some of that psychic information when it comes to bringing love in to connect to that divine love. I am going to say this is a left-hand side stone, definitely. I do use this with a lot of people when I'm doing Reiki work with them. And I do, I give this stone to my Reiki students when they're studying with me. When somebody comes and studies Reiki with me, I give them crystals as part of the classes. And demordorite is one I always include. It is a very under-recognized, under-appreciated stone. And it is very inexpensive. And you are getting so much bang for your buck with demordorite. Blue stone, check it out. I really love this one. That's why I included it in this sort of compilation here. The next one that we are going to talk about is kunzite. Kunzite is a little higher of a vibration, little harder to find, little more money. Kunzite helps you to communicate your loving thoughts, to have clear thoughts, to be able to communicate those thoughts. It is a heart chakra stone, so it's helping you on that level, but it's helping you to bring in your soulmate. It's helping you to clear that heartbreak and fill it with that also much, much more needed and positive divine love. it is bringing in that feeling of inner peace so that we can recognize the wonderful love that's around us. It's also helping to get rid of some of the negativity so that we can raise our vibration in order to embrace that love energy. And Kunzite is really good with opening up and connecting us with the love of our inner child. It's a great love stone. Don't get me wrong. It's great for self-love. It's great for romantic love. It's great for all over universal love. But it's connecting us with our inner child to have that deep level of self-love. And I think that's really important. So that's why I've included it in this batch. Okay, moving on. Oh, and that's a left-hand side stone. Magnetite. Definite left-hand stone. This one is your root chakra. Magnetite is, it looks like hematite. It's a black, silvery, steel kind of looking stone. It's a heavier stone. It's a natural magnet. So when you want to attract something, you want magnetite. Whether it's you want to bring in love, you want to bring in money, you want to bring in whatever, consider that as a magnetite stone. So magnetite can help you to manifest love, money, whatever. It can help you to balance your emotions. It is really good with connecting with your intuition as well. Even though it's a root chakra stone, it can help with your spiritual growth, your spiritual practice. And it's helping you to meditate as well. Many people need to ground before they need to go up in through all the chakras and the crown chakras. So for many people, magnetite is really helpful for that. It can help you to bring in some of that healing energy. You know, a lot of times we need to heal our heart before we need to move on to the next phase of our lives. So it's wonderful for that too. It grounds you into that nurturing, caring, loving energy so that you can attract what you need in life. Magnetite's a really cool stone to work with. Sometimes I think it's rather underappreciated as well. Relatively easy to find, relatively inexpensive, really easy, gentle energy to work with. Left-hand side, all the way left-hand side. This is one of my favorites on the list coming up. Morganite. Morganite is a stone that I try and wear every single day. It is a pinky peachy stone. It has become really popular in jewelry over the last couple of years. Kind of expensive, to be honest. When you can find it in its raw form, like a raw stone, it's really hard for me to keep it in stock. I used to get it right from the miners that were mining it directly from them. I was having a hard time keeping it in, and it's a little bit harder to find. Easy to find in jewelry, but make sure the Morganite jewelry that you're getting is authentic Morganite and not lab created Morganite, because there's a lot of lab created Morganite that's out there. So just, you know, FYI. I love Morganite because it has a really high vibration of divine love, of compassion. It's connecting your heart with your emotional body. It helps take that fear and turn it into a positive thing. Any of those sort of bad habits that you've had in past relationships, it clears the way for that love energy to be able to come in. It is a divine love that is teaching you to trust in spirit, and it helps you to recognize those emotional patterns of positivity. It is one of my favorite love stones because it is a much higher divine love. It's also my favorite self-love stone. Morganite is one. Definite left-hand side. I have an entire set of Morganite jewelry. So even if you're wearing earrings, it's still okay that one's on one side and one's on the other side. Check out Morganite. Highly recommend it. Is a little harder to find, a lot more expensive. but a really nice higher vibration to work with. The next one, easier to find, a little bit cheaper, not cheap, but easier, is pink opal. Pink opal, of course, is your heart chakra as well. Pink opal is one that helps you to recognize compassion, love, hope, the possibilities. It is very calming and soothing, both on your emotional body and your physical body. It's great if you're working with any heartbreak. It can help heal some of the emotional heart-based issues. But it can help you with healing those from past lives as well as this life too. And it's really good for helping calm dreams too, because it's healing some of those past life wounds and issues. So pink opal, it's a really, it's a gentle stone to work with. It is one that you can find in jewelry as well. Love is this basic, it's kind of like a basic love vibe feeling within this one. I would definitely say it's a left-hand side stone. And check it out. It's kind of fun to work with. Another one that you find mostly in jewelry, harder to find in the raw state or the tumbled state, is peridot. Peridot, you find a lot in jewelry, actually. I love wearing peridot, and I wear it as much as I possibly can, because it inspires that joy and that happiness, because it's a heart-based chakra stone as well. It's also a stone to have luck in love, in business, in health. And it puts out that wonderful, friendly vibe, and it's bringing in that wonderful, friendly, warm, comforting vibe. It can help clear your entire chakra system. It heals you on an emotional level, and that nervous level, you know, people get very nervous about moving into new situations. Peridot can be really helpful for that. It can also be a great detoxer. And this is also another prosperity and abundance stone. So I use this one a lot. I have a bracelet that I wear a lot. And it's bringing in that vibe of universal love and compatible in all levels of relationships, especially yourself, but also for others. So peridot, easy to find in jewelry, harder to find in the raw state, in a little more money because it's in jewelry. Make sure it's the real peridot though. The next one is another stone that I love, and it's prehnite. Prehnite is another green stone, just like the last one that we talked about, peridot. Prehnite is one that is your heart chakra as well. Prehnite is bringing joy. It's bringing in peace all to the heart and to the mind. This is the stone also that heals the healer and allows you to cleanse your aura of not holding on to all of that past stuff that wasn't working for you, because it's allowing you to cut those cords and release those attachments that are no longer working for you. It also can be very cooling and calming as well. It's also really good for your chi energy. It facilitates the expression of your emotions. And thing that I also like about prehnite is it helps you to communicate in a simple, basic way from the heart. It is a very non-judgmental stone. It is a very sweet, calm, nice energy, and it helps you to kind of think before you speak, so to speak, because you're speaking from the heart. That is something that I love about prehnite. I carry and utilize prehnite every single time I do a reading. Prehnite is one of my top favorites when I do a reading. And if you had come into my shop or you had seen me at a show, you know I promote prehnite a lot. It's a relatively inexpensive stone. It is a moderate vibrational energy stone. It's not a basic. It's not a high. It's sort of like an in-between vibrational energy. Still easy to work with. But that speaking from the heart is really wonderful. And you know you can trust it. That's what I like. Prehnite helps you to be able to trust in such a wonderful way. Okay, the next two stones... Oh, and that's a left-hand side stone. The next two stones that we're going to talk about, a lot of people get confused and intermingled with. So we're going to talk about rhodochrosite and rhodonite. First one is rhodochrosite. It's much more pink. And heart chakra stone, of course. It's the stone of love and balance, which is nice. It helps have your world filled with love and dreams of love. And, you know, it's not like an airy-fairy stone, but it definitely is that sort of happy, joyful love vibe. It clears your heart so you no longer have that self-blame. You can move into things without that block. And just have this wonderful high vibrational spiritual energy. And it's helping you to move from not just the past in this life, but past in other lives as you get rid of a lot of that block and have that ability to manifest what it is that you want. So because you're manifesting what you want, love, calming, joy, that's why I'm saying this is a left-hand side stone. It's connecting you with goddess energy, which is really cool, but it helps you to find your soulmate. So get yourself some rhodochrosite. Relatively inexpensive, relatively easy to find, relatively easy, gentle vibration. Next one is rhodonite. This one has more black to it. There's pink, but there's more black to it. That's how you can tell the difference. The rhodochrosite is pretty much all pink, and the rhodonite is black and pink combined. I know I personally am like, oh gosh, which one is this? I always get confused between the two. I mean, I know my stones, but these two, I always get confused, and I know I'm not alone. Another easy to find stone. Relatively inexpensive. Rhodonite is oh, and it's a heart chakra stone. Rhodonite is helping you to balance that yin yang energy within the body. It's helping you to remain calm so that you can achieve your greatest, highest potential. It is helping you connect nature, those aspects of nature within self. Connect with nature, but have that within self. The thing that's the most important, I think, about rhodonite, when we're talking about the love aspects of it, it is promoting that maturity of love in a relationship. Yes, it's wonderful to have all different aspects of love, but maturity in love is super important. I think a lot more people need it, frankly. It can be very grounding on an emotional level because it's that very much earth energy, because it has a lot of the black flecks in it. When you have a stone that has a lot of the black flecks in it, that can be very grounding as well. It helps you to recognize the real reality versus the wishful dream state. What is actually going on? You know, sometimes people just fall in love so quickly, and rhodonite can help you to recognize what is the actuality of the situation. But rhodonite also can help you to align all the chakras and get rid of different blockages. Rhodonite, I think, is a really important one when we're talking about stones of love. Left-hand side. Relatively easy to find, relatively inexpensive. The next one that we're going to talk about is, I think, the stone that everybody associates when you think of love. You think of rose quartz. Rose quartz, I call it the basic stone of love. It is that basic love energy. It is the basic vibration. It is the heart chakra energy. It's your basic pink rose quartz. I know rose quartz comes in varieties of pinks and purples, etc. But this is your basic rose quartz that we're talking about. Rose quartz is great for self-love, self-acceptance. It's bringing that peace and that calm to a relationship, to a room when you place it all around the room, in a bedroom, in a living room, in your office, in your shop. I used to have rose quartz gridded throughout the entire shop. I wanted that energy of basic love throughout. And that's what rose quartz can bring in. Rose quartz is really good with healing those emotional wounds or that negativity that may have happened in childhood in this particular lifetime. Rose quartz is really good with moving past some of that. It's also a really good stone of fertility. So rose quartz in the bedroom, if that's what you so choose. And it's helping you to recognize that true love life force. It is your stone of love. I do recommend when somebody's getting married, giving a heart-shaped rose quartz is a wonderful gift to give to somebody. Relatively easy to find. Well, it's very easy to find. It's very inexpensive. But when you get into the different shapes is when you get into a little bit more money. Basic, gentle, easy vibration and energy to work with. And heart chakra, highly recommend it. I think everybody needs quite a few rose quartz. Rose quartz is the, even though I'm saying it's a left-hand side stone here, I also think this is one to carry on the right as well. What I like to do is carry two. One on the left, one on the right. Because I'm bringing in the love energy with rose quartz, but I'm also sending out love energy. So rose quartz is one that I really say it's great to have that circle of love, that continual circle of energy of love that's around us. So it's that inexpensive that you can do that. The next one that we are going to talk about is ruby. Ruby is really good with increasing your wealth, increasing your prosperity. It is a wonderful stone that helps with boosting and stabilizing your energy on all levels. It connects you with the goddess energy, but it also can increase your sex drive and have more compassion in a relationship. It also helps you to find love, manifest love, and get rid of stress and worry. It's also really good for helping you with nightmares and having more restful sleep. So it's a good one to put under your pillow as well. But ruby, we want this because it's helping us to find love. Left-hand side stone. Relatively easy to find, easy to get in jewelry. Make sure it's the real thing. So many simulated stones out there now. Next stone is stitchite. Stitchite is a really fun vibration to work with. It's a purple stone. It encourages love and compassion. It gets rid of those emotional attachments that aren't working for us anymore, but it's bringing in divine love and it's reminding us of what your heart is capable of. It is helping us to have love, work in a relationship, having that unity, having that cooperation within a relationship, and encourages you to have that mind-heart connection. Really good with working with Kundalini energy as well, and it can be very protecting of your aura. This is a definite left-hand side stone. It's a heart, crown, and root chakra stone all in one. Stitchite is really, really fun to work with. You might have seen a stone, stitchite and serpentine, which is also called Atlantisite. That's a green stone with like these purpley flecks in it. Those purpley flecks are the stitchite. But you can get just stitchite by itself. And that's what this will do for you. Okay, next stone, moving right along, is a really wonderful one to work with for love. Pink tourmaline. Not cheap, not easy to come by. I know, I gotta throw in some of the more expensive ones with the cheaper ones. Your heart chakra stone. Of course, I'm in Maine, so there's a lot of wonderful tourmaline, naturally occurring, beautiful colors of tourmaline in this state. And Maine tourmaline is very, very, very highly prized. You can also get much more inexpensive tourmaline that I've seen coming out of India. But Maine tourmaline is really highly prized, and you're gonna pay for it too. Pink tourmaline is one that I like to wear myself, and I do have jewelry. It is helping you with that emotional healing. It is supporting you with strength and joy. It is balancing your emotions. That is super important. A lot of people need that sort of balance and level out. It allows you to surrender to love. A lot of times people put walls up. Pink tourmaline can help you to take down those walls and surrender to love. So I'm a fan of pink tourmaline. I do say this one is left hand if you can. Otherwise, it's easy to find in a pendant or earrings or something like that. So it's okay to wear it in that place too. I would not carry a bunch of the raw tourmaline in my pocket unless you put it in a protective bag. Next one, I love this one as well. I wear this one as jewelry, and I do have raw pieces of this that I prize and I adore it. Watermelon tourmaline, which has the multiple colors, just like a watermelon, within the tourmaline formation. Watermelon tourmaline is wonderful. It's a heart and a crown chakra stone. It carries that deep, comforting love, and it heals the entire emotional body. It opens up your heart to love, and it can help facilitate that love within your own heart too. It allows you to love. It allows you to trust and have joy and have enthusiasm. Watermelon tourmaline also is helping you with self-love and forgiving and having compassion for yourself so you can move on. It's helping you to heal your heartbreak and your emotional scars. But it is also aligning you with that peace, that awareness of universal love. It's a really powerful stone. It's a higher vibration stone, a little harder to find, much, much, much more expensive. I think watermelon tourmaline is more expensive than pink tourmaline, actually. But really, really a great stone if you can get your hands on it. Also, there's some that's coming out of Brazil as well, so check those out. And this is our last stone that we're going to talk about tonight. Ruby in zoisite, or some people call it zoisite with ruby. I call it ruby in zoisite. So we've talked about the ruby, but now this is ruby with zoisite. So zoisite is a green with flecks of that pink in it, and the pink is the ruby. And this is working on your root, your heart, and your third eye. Ruby and zoisite is a relatively inexpensive stone, relatively easy to find, fairly gentle energy to work with. And it's helping you to harmonize that root, that heart, and that third eye chakra. It's really good for encouraging that inner development to become that outer development, to transform all of that within you. It also helps with psychic abilities and to trust your psychic abilities. But it is increasing your empathy and compassion within a relationship. that right there makes it so powerful to have in this sort of little love bundle that we're talking about. It connects you to the divine as well and teaches you what you should be grateful for and appreciate, that appreciating what you have. Ruby and Zoisite is a great one to have. So overall, I would definitely get the majority of these when available in tumbled stones or raw stone. You can carry them in a pouch on your left-hand side. Put them on the left-hand side of your bed. If you always carry your backpack or your pocketbook on the left-hand side, put a little pouch of stones there. Put them on the left-hand side of your desk, etc. These are my recommendations. Do you need every single one of these stones? No. Is it easy to find every single one of these stones? No, it's not. It's taken me years to cultivate and accumulate my wonderful collection that I have. Certainly didn't happen overnight, I can tell you that. So as you come across stones that you think would be wonderful for this particular aspect of your life, add to the collection. Maybe all you can get is rose quartz. Hey, that's wonderful and that's fine. Do what you can do. Don't think you have to go out and get all of these right away. It's super hard to do that. And you want to make sure you're getting what you're paying for. Like a lot of the, like Morganite, for instance. A lot of it is simulated and it's not actually Morganite. So you want to make sure you track down something that's actually Morganite because you're going to be paying for it. Trust me. You might need to save up for a lot of these things. Like watermelon tourmaline is not a cheap stone, but you want to make sure you find the right piece. The piece that speaks to you. So I hope this helps. Some of these stones I have available for sale. They may be on my website. They may not be on my website, but if you don't see what you're looking for, it's okay to contact me. I may have something available that's not on the website because not everything is on the website. Check out my website. It's www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. You're going to see that I have crystals. I have oracle and tarot cards. I have my artwork. I have my readings there, of course. My prices on my readings are rolled back to what they were 10 years ago. So check that out. And that's temporary. But you can also purchase gift certificates for that too. I have private classes there. I have a lot of different things on my website. Go and check it out. And feel free to reach out and get in touch with me. My email, same name, elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Be free.